Tzaddik Aleph, Ahmed Aleph, after the two dots. V'chol Adam ein chayoven olav ela kishiyure. We heard in the Mishnah that if a person is matznia lezera ledugma lerefuhe, so with his hatzno he was machshiv these dvorims, even though it doesn't have a shir heitzor, but he's chayiv. But his hatznoa only affects him and does not affect anyone else. Zok the Gemara, masnisin deloy ke Rab Shimon ben Elozar. The Mishnah is not like Rab Shimon ben Elozar. The Sanye, klal omar Rab Shimon ben Elozar, kol she'enei kosher lahatznia. Something that it is not a mean that's kosher lahatznia. Or ve'ein matzniin kamoyu, or it does not have a shir hatzno. In this person was matzniya, uba acher v'hoitzi, and someone else was moitzi this chayfetz that the bala chayfetz was matzniya. Nischayev ze b'marshavta yishel ze. So Rav Shimon ben Elozar holds that if one is matzniyah chayfetz, it affects everyone already. So the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Zogt Rashi, v'chol adam ein chayoven ela kishiyugay, v'af al pi shehuchsha lo ze v'hitzniyay. Even though this person was matzniyah, it does not affect someone else. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman. Hoitzi kegroigres la'achila. A person was moitzi agroigres la'achila. V'nimlach oleho lezriye. And later he decided that he's going to be zoreyet. Inami lezriye, or let's say he was moitzi yet lezriye. V'nimlach oleho la'achila. Chai. So he is chay. Frag the Gemara pshite. What is the chiddush of Rav Nachman? Zil hoche ike shiure, v'zil hoche ike shiure. If it was a groigres, so this is a shear that is maspik for achile, and this is a shear that is maspik lezriye. So what is the chiddush? It was a shir b'shas akire, it was a shir b'shas hanoche. So the Gemara says, ma'u deteime bo'inon akire v'hanoche b'chode marshove v'holeko. I would think that sai by akire and sai b'hanoche, it is not sufficient that it was a shir maspik. I would think you have to have the same machshove. That means if the hoitzo is on a dover that's oimed la'achile, the hanocha also has to be on a dover ho'oimed la'achile. And here the hanocha was not on what the hoitzo was. The hoitzo was on a dover ho'oimed la'achile, and the hanocha was on a dover ho'oimed lezriye. V'ho'leko. Kamash Malon, that it doesn't matter. Oimid is only a hechet timtze to create a shir. The heitzo was on the same chayfet. He took out a chayfet that is roi lachil and roi lazriye. Roi lazriye. So lemaise he made an akira and anoch on the same chayfet. Sai b'shas akira, sai b'shas anoche, it had a shir heitzo. That what it had a shir heitzo, b'shas akira, is because then it was oimed la'achile, and b'shas ha'noche it had a shir ha'itzor, because then it was oimed lezriye, was geit miron. There was akira ha'noche on the same chayfet. There was akira ha'noche on a chayfet that had a shir, cheshivis, sai b'shas akira and sai b'shas ha'noche. So it doesn't matter why it had a shir. If it had a shir because it's oimed la'achile, or if it had a shir because it's oimed lezriye. Let us see Rashi. Kegroigres. Omar Rav Nachman, hoitzi kegroigres la'achile. So Rashi says, ike shiure la'achile,
Ula ha'itza,
the Lashon la'achila ula ha'itza is not too clear. The Chodesh Aviv seems to be Geiris. There was a shir choshuv la'achila le'inyan ha'itza. That makes more sense. That means we're not speaking about Isura Yachil over here. So Rashi means it had a Shir Choshu, that means Macholim, the Shir Yitzah of Macholim is a Gregory. So Memele, so that's what Rashi means to say. Ike Shiure La'achile Ula Yitzah, that means B'shasa Yitzah, there was a Shir Choshu that Achila needs. That means, in other words, there was a Gregory. The Koshkein Lezriye, and the Zicha was a Shir Lezriye, the Shiyura Becholshu. Now, from this Rashi, L'chayre, we see that I made a mistake yesterday. From this Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that there was a Shir for Achila, because there was a Gregris. And Avada Givis, there was a Shir Lezriye, because the Shir of Zriye is kosher. Now, yesterday we had mentioned the Rashbe. The Rashbe says that what the Gemara, that what the Mishnah says, Amatzniya Lezera or Ledugma Lerefue, that a kosher who is Chaye, so the Rashbe says, this is only for these three things. Because Be'emetzin, a Zera, has a Afila Kol Shehu of Zera, also has a Cheshivis. No, if he was not Matniye, it doesn't have a Cheshivis, because a person is not Matriach to be Moitzi a Zera. A Zera mitad atmoi has a Cheshivis. For Haraya, after it's planted, a person will be Mizabel, that which grows from a Zera. A Zera has a Cheshivis mitad atmoi. Now the whole reason when a person is moitzi azera stamozoi, it doesn't have chashivis, because people are not matriach themselves to take out azera lezora. But if this person was matnia lezera, or he was moitzi lezera, so you see, he is not a lazy person. So b'meile, the zera has a chashivis, because mitad atzmoi, Zera, a koshu of Zera is also koshu. Masha Enkein, the Rashba says, by Oichlin, the Shir Cheshivis of Oichlin is Bekegregre. If a person will be Matsnia on Oichl, to eat a Oichl less than a Gregre, so the Rashba says it won't help, because an Oichl less than a Gregre does not have any Cheshivis. And midi d'achile an oichel less than a gregris does not have a chashivis. That is what the Rashba says. In L'chayre, we see from this Rashi the same thing. Rashi says that this gregris had a shear for Zriye, because a kosher was enough. So you see that Rashi learned pshat, that hoitzia l'Zriye means he took it out b'kavona l'Zoira. If you took it out b'kavona l'zoira, so then you chayv on a koshu. So why by achila do you need a gregris? If Rashi would be chaylik on the Rashba, the way we said yesterday, we'll come back to yesterday's Rashi. But if Rashi would be chaylik on the Rashba, and Rashi holds that if a person is moitzi pachas mikke gregris l'achila, he's also chayv because achshivei. So why is Rashi making a difference between Achila and Zriya? There's a Shia for Achila because there's a Gregris. There's a Shia for Zriya because a Kosher is also Chayev. The same Kosher that is Chayev for Zriya is Chayev for Achila also. Zetman doch klar von der Rashi, that Rashi holds like, the Rashi holds like the Rashbe. That if he's Moitiyad L'Achila, even though he's Machshivit, if it's less than a Gregris, he won't be Chayev. Because the Shir Chashivis of Achila is a Gregris, and he can't change that Shir Chashivis. Yesterday we brought a Raya from Rashi, that Rashi in the Mishnah says Nitazoi. Rashi in the Mishnah says as follows. Rashi in the Mishnah says, V'chol Adam ein Chayev Olav Elo Kishiyuray. that if a person was matzniya lezera v'dugma l'refuah, kol odom ein chayev olav elo kishiyuloi. So Rashi says, b'cholechot shirem v'furish loi, b'zeroinim, chamisha, zere kishum eduluim apula mitzri, shnayim, u'bishar dvorm kigayayin oi oichlem, oigemi kishirem v'furish b'chlal godol b'hamoitzi. So we said from Rashi we see that the Mishnah is speaking about oichlin also. And only the others need the shir, but the matznia does not need a shir afilu by oichlin. That was our raya yesterday that Rashi is chaylik on the Rashba. But by emison, I have to get a moira di ketois, what we said yesterday, because a matznia I found later in Piskei Horiz, the Ivre in the Mishnah is as follows. Ha-matznia, a person was matznia. What was he matznia? It could be oichlin, he was matznia. The Piskei learns all Mishnah speaking about oichlin. And Pshat is like this. Ha-matznia oichlin lezera. He's matznia it lezera. He wants to plant it. Or ledugma, he wants to show a sample what his peiris look like. Or velerefue. So these are all oichlin. So oichlin to eat, zukteraj v'deshir is greigris. If he plans to do something else with oichlin, he wants to use it lezera. Pashteitzer v'shiris bekol shu. Because an oichel is roya, it's choshev bekol shu. A oichel for a sample is choshev bekol shu. An oichel refu is choshev bekol shu. That is the ivre in the Mishnah, and that is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is telling us in the Mishnah that even though this person took an oichel, so if he wants it for one of these three purposes, so by him it gets a cheshivis, and these three purposes are three legitimate purposes, that means zera in yisod is choshev b'kol shu, dugme is choshev b'kol shu, refu is choshev b'kol shu, some emele, so it has a cheshivis, so he's chayev on a kol shu. Someone else, so Rashi says, whatever this person was matzniya, if it was an oichel, we'll have the shir oichlim. If it was zirayim, we'll have a shir zirayim. Rashi is just telling us that if it is an oichel, so l'gabi someone else who was not matzniya lezera, that person is a shir of a greigris. But we do not have a Rashi that says if a person is matzniya, oichel to eat, and it's less than a groigris. We don't have such a Rashi that he's chayiv in such a case. We don't have such a Rashi, so it could very well be Rashi holds like the Rashba. But I did find the Piskei Horid, which is take chaylik on the Rashba. And then it could be there's no raya from our Rashi also, but we're learning now Daf Tzadik Aleph Omed Aleph. The Piskei Horiz says, Hodin nokat lezera ledugme ulerefue lav limute yachile. Zaket. Erstel tzachio on the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says he was matzniya lezera. Then he's chayav b'kol shu. Zok the Piskei Horiz, lav limute yachile. Avol im mikri v'hitzniya gam lachile. Here he says, not like the Rashba. If he was matzniya lachila, it's also choshev. And he explains, but he gives up some moshul. What kind he was hitzniya lachila? Kegoin shahoya loy pri chodosh, vihitzniya ila cotton. That means he wants to give a cotton a new peiris, even though it doesn't have a shir of a greigris, but the cotton will make a garachka out of it, it'll be choshev by the cotton. So that's called hitznioi la'achile, and the chiyuv will be on a kol shu. So we see klar that the Tosfos Rid, the Piskei Horiz, is chaylik on the Rashba. But then he feels ois a very interesting halacha. And he says as follows. Ilu hayam moitzi pachas mikishir la'achile. He just said before that if he's matzniya pachas mikishir la'achile, he put away a half a groigris. He's going to give this to his einikel to eat, and then he takes out this half groigris. He's chay. That's what the Rashba says. But now, that's what the Pesukei Arit says. But he continues, Ilu hoya moitzi pochis mikishil achile. What? If he wasn't matzniya, he has a half a groigris, and he takes out a half a groigris lachile. Which we know that Allah is by Zriya, the Gemara says, that he's chayiv on the kolshu. He wasn't matzniya zera, but he took out one zera lizroya. The Gemara says, klo yechayiv. So here the Pesukei Arit says as follows. Iloyom moitzi poches mikishir lachile vaday loy hoyom machayev. There he wouldn't be machayev. The hoitzol lachile is not machshir poches mikigroigris. Adematnalei mitchila lekach. Avolezera shumatzna loy tzorich. The Pesukei Arit makes a chilek between zera and achile. The Mishnah is speaking about hamatznia. So the Mishnah is speaking of hamatzniyah, so matzniyah, so the Pesukei Arit said it's no difference if he's matzniyah lezera, or he is matzniyah la'achila. He's matzniyah la'achila, he's also chayav on a kolshu. But the Pesukei Arit says, but by moitzi, al koponim, there, moitzi la'achila will zicha not be chayav b'kolshu. There you need davke agroigris. What the Oymik HaDvarim is, we have to understand. But Al Kaponim, that is what the Pesukei Arit said. So Memeila coming back now to Arashi, it could be it's not a stire. Arashi is speaking about Moitzi. He was Moitzi L'Achile, and Moitzi L'Zriye. By Moitzi, the Pesukei Arit also is Mechalik, that Moitzi L'Achile need a Shia Groigris. So it could be, that's what we said yesterday, that Rashi is choylik on the Rashi, but it could still be true. But the zichin or raya from Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah is telling us, the Boshim Shah in the Mishnah is, whatever he was matzni, whatever the mean is, he could be matzni or oichlam also lezera ledugva lerepur. So there's no raya from Rashi in the Mishnah. So there's no legitimate reason for us to say that Rashi is choylik on the Rashi. But le'idach gise, there is no raya from this Rashi that Rashi holds like the Rashi. Al Koponim, this was the first halach in the Gemara. The first halach in the Gemara was that if a person was Moitzi Amachl and Bishas Akire, it was Letzayre Chachila. Betachs Bishas Hanochet, he was Nimloch Alel Ezriyeh. And if it had a shir, b'shas achila, and a shir, b'shas anoche, even though the reason it had the shir was for different reasons, geit b'nishtof. That's the first memre of Rav Nachman. Boi rove, na rove kler da shayla. Hoitzi chatzi groigris lezriya. A person took out a chatzi groigris lezriya. Now, so b'shas akire, there was zichra and a choshev akire, because if he was hoitzi lezriya, you don't even need a chatzi groigris. A kolshu, you also chayev. Hoitzi chatzi groigris lezriya. V'tofcho. And then this chatzi groigris blew up. V'nimlach oleho la'achilo. So now, before he had a chatzi groigris, and there was enough of a shear for haitzo, because since he was moitzi lezriya, so the shear is a kolshu. V'tavcha, then it blew up. V'nimlach oleho la'achila, and then he decided that he's going to eat it. Before he thought it was only a chatzi groigris, so there's nothing tempting there to eat, it's not choshev la'ochloi. And then later it blew up, v'nimlach oleho la'achilo. And he decided to eat it. Mahu. What is the din? Agav urcha, before we go further, the Sfas Emes says, v'tofcho means, it's not sometimes there's an inyan of a v'tofcho that it rained on it, and so the mele got bigger because of the water that entered the machel. So the Sfas Emes says that is not pshat na gemore, because if that would be pshat in the Gemara, so Memele, he's making a hanoch on something he didn't make an akira on. Because this water, the rain came later. He didn't make an akira on the, he's making a hanoch on a groigris, and he didn't make an akira on a groigris. Sa'akachach v'tovcha means by itself it blew up. It blew up that it has now a shear of a greiger. Not because something was added to it. V'tovcha. But now that it blew up, v'nimlach oleho lachila. And now he decided to eat it. If it's a greiger. Mahu. What is the din? Im timtzoloi mal. So now the Gemara goes back to the first case. The first case we had also that the Akira was Lezriye, and the Hanocha was Lachile, and it had a Shia Groigris, so Yechayev. So the Gemara says, Im timtzoloi mal hosam hu de mechayev. In the first case of Rav Nachman, there Yechayev. Vezil hoche ikishiyure, vezil hoche ikishiyure. Bishas Bakira you had a greigris, and Bishas Hanochi you had a greigris. So Mamela there's no Shaila. Abahoche over here kiven the beid no da afka when he took it out, Lehavi Beishirachila. When he took it out, it did not have a Shirachila. And he's making a Hanoche on something that's Oimid Lachila. He's making a Hanoche on something that is Oimid Lachila. And he did not make an akire that something that's oimid lachila. He made an akire on less than a gregre. No, when he made the akire, he was mechaven lizroya. So it had a shir chshivas. But now the maise, the hanoche is on a gregre that's oimid lachila. So on what he is making the hanoche on, he did not make an akire. He did not make an akire on a gregre. So that's one side in the Gemara. Kiven de beidna da avke lehavi be shir achile. Since when he took it out, it did not have a shir achile. So you can't be mechayiv on a hanocha of a oichel. If bishas akire, it did not have a shir oichel. Loi mechayiv. So therefore he shouldn't be chayiv. I do me kiven de ilu ishtik v'loi choshe v'loi mechaye amar shove de zriye. That means if he would not have thought of anything, so he would be chaye for the previous akire. So the previous akire is mitad atzmoi amar chaye v'anoitzo. Because that would have blew up, is auto migragor, fakert, it blew up, so I have a big issue yet. But first there was an akire. There was an akire of letzayrer zriye, so a half of a greigris is more than enough on zriye. And if he would have, so the meiser hoitzah that he did, if he wouldn't have thought anything, so that would have blew up is not mekalkul adarabi. You have a big issue. So le meiser out his meiser he made an akire and anoche. Novos, now he was mevatel the previous machshav. After the tovcha, he was mevatel the previous machshav. So memele, so, but now that he thought a machshav of achile, so now he has a shear of greigris. So hashtenami mechayiv. That means the maisem mitzad atzmoy is a mechayiv because since it was hoitziyoy lezriye, so the maisem is already a maisem mechayiv. Novos, now he thought lachile. So that doesn't make it ois maisem mechayiv because b'shasta hanocha there is a greigris. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Im timtza loy, v'nimlach o, v'tofcha. V'omda al greigris kaidem hanoche. It blew up, and it became a greigris before the hanoche. V'nimlach o leho loichlo. And after it became a greigris, he decided he's going to eat it. V'hinicho. And then he put it out. Ma'u. Im timtza loy me bahahi. In the previous case, Aval gav da kire va hanoche lav becho de machsho va havoi mechayiv. In the first case of Rav Nachman, even though The Akir and Anocha was not the same Marshav. Is Haitziyai for Zriyeh and Heinichai L'Shem Achila. Abahasam who did is a Svara to say Yechayv the Zil Hachi Kishiyure. B'shas Marshav Rishoyne Hoyaboy Kishir L'Marshavta. The thing he took out, there was a shear for the Machshav HaRishayne, the shear LaMachshav HaShni, and the thing he took out had the shear for the Machshav HaShni also. That means he took out a Groigris, and a Groigris is Maspik for Zriye, and a Groigris is Maspik for Achille. So Hilkach mitzarfi Akirev Anoche. Therefore you could be mitzarev the Akirev Anoche, because there was a shear for Achille b'shas Akirev. Even though b'shas Akirev he didn't think he's going to eat it. But there was a shear for Achille b'shas Akirev. Avol hoche be'idna da'avka, here when he took it out, Loi havi bo shir l'machshav eshniyeh shel anoche. He took out a half a groigris. So when he took out a half a groigris, he's making a hanoch on a groigris. And you need a shir groigris for the anoche because he wants to eat it. And b'shas akir it did not have a shir achila. Loi havi bo shir l'machshav eshniyeh shel anoche. So memelev loy mitzdalfi anoche l'akire. So the hanoche does not become a tzurif to the akire, because he's making an hanoche that and what he's making hanoche on, there was not the shir b'shas akire. Oder efshenei kiven the ilu ishtik. Really, you don't need. Really, the previous shir is also sufficient. Given the ilu ishtik bahach shniye is bashir lezriya umachayev. If he would not have thought of achila, so memele this is a shir for zriin is mechayev. Hashtenami mechayev. So memele. So be'etzem on what he made in akire, there's a shir for hanocha also. And what he made in akire, there's a shir for hanocha. Know what? Now he thought he wants a letzerech achila. Is oil v'yeshir l'machshove achreine, since l'maita for the machshove achreine there is a shir. U'bishir ze ike shiure l'machshove rishoine, and also, and this shir, what he's putting down now, is maspik for the machshove rishoine, v'yoyserz even more. So Mamela could be he is chai. So that is the Shaila, that is the Tut Stodim in the Gemara. Before we go further, it's kedai to tell over a kasha that the Rishonim ask, Taisus and Menoches, the Ramban, the Rashbe, they all ask a kasha from a Gemara in Menoches. The Gemara in Menoches says as follows. Kol heiche de meik, Gemara Menoches daf nun dalet am dalet. The Gemara says as follows. Kol heiche de meikore loy havi be shir. If something did not have a shir before, let's see, something was pochus and azayis, vahashta have be, and now it blew up, and now it has a shir. So the Gemara says, so it's only mi derabonon we reckon with the shir. Why? Because if it blew up, before was a chatzi zayis, now blew up to a zayis. So it's a real zayis. It can have a yesh meayin. It blew up, but you don't have really a zayis. You have a blown up chatzi zayis. So the Gemara says, that's what we reckon, that it has a shame zayis. Midarabonon, by dinim darabonon, we say it has a shame zayis. But to say minatoyre, it has a shame zayis, how could it have a shame zayis? If you started off with a half a zayis, and it blew up to a zayis, it doesn't have a din zayis minatoyre. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisus and Menoches, and the Ramban, ask a tema from our Gemara. Our Gemara weiss tois minatoyre, it has a shame groigris. Because our Gemara says he took out a chatzi goigris, and later was chishiv olav la'achile. So the din is, and later after it blew up, it became a goigris chishiv olav la'achile. So the Gemara says he's chayev. The Gemara says that he's chayev. So I can say, how does our Gemara stim with the Gemara Menachas? The Gemara says blowing up, it doesn't help. If you started off with a chatzi greigris, it's not, you can't end up with a greigris. It looks like a greigris. It's blown up, but it's not a greigris. So how could you be chai? Zok the Rashbe, abmoire de keteres. So the Rashbe says as follows. The einai doime hoitzoa Shabbos l'shari surim. Haytzoy Shabbos is not doima to other Yisurim. The Ilu, Pigul v'noisa. The Gemara in Menachos is speaking about Pigul v'noisa. That means like this. I had a half a zayis of Pigul. And now it blew up and it became a zayis. So he says, Loi chai v'toyre bohem elo b'shir achila d'hayne kizayis. You only chayiv if you ate a kizayis. V'chol she'ein boi kizayis be'emes, if there's really not a kizayis, aval pi she'tofach v'nire ke kizayis, it looks like a kizayis, but harei ein boi kizayis, looks are deceiving, but there's no kizayis there. V'loi nene g'roinoi be kizayis, yes, he did a kizayis, he didn't need a kizayis, a blown up half zayis is not a zayis. So my mail of the Gemara says it's only negayed dinim darabon, but min atayre it's a half a zay. Avol oitzoy Shabbos uktayle kerashbe b'chshibus etol yemilse. The shiurim of oitzoy is tolly yechshibus. V'chol shederech habriyo islahachshit, whatever the briyis, by them it's choshu, ula hatniya, they'll put it away, chayovin ola b'itzoyosoy. But Al-Kain, he says, therefore, it's totally in Cheshivas. Therefore, ein shir eitzo echad l'chol advarim. There's no one shir, there's no one similar shir for eitzo. Because each thing is totally in its Cheshivas. Whatever is choshu, is memeila, there's a din eitzo. Achehelu, that our Mishnah says, Shafilu Masha ain choshev lekoil, even something that is not choshev for everybody. Ve ain matzniyim kamoyo, ve itzniyahem matzniyat chay. Even though it is not choshev for everybody, but for him it's choshev. So memela, so he's chay. So we see here it is totally in cheshivas. Afilu something that is not choshev for anybody, but for him it's choshev. So it's choshev. She's chay and it's all. Vekiven shekein af poches mikke groigre shetofcho, zog der Rasch, was ihm neva poches mikke groigre sa blew up. Venirem. And it looks like a groigre. Machshive noise im atzni in kemoise. Here it's totally in chshive. That means it looks like a groigre. Choshu, a person will put it away. So memele chshive is relative. Chshive isn't totally be'etzem. Is this really a groigris? If it looks like a groigris, it's also choshev. So memeilis it is a chiyav an oitzo. By isuri achile, it's not, I'm not chayav if I have to eat a kezayis of pigul. Not it looks like a kezayis of pigul. Looks are relevant. But by oitzo, it's totally in chshivis how people look at the thing, how they're machshev it. If it looks good, they're machshev it. So memele, so if they're machshev, it's a memele, there's a shir eitzo. That is the Rashba's teretz. Zok the Gemara vayt. So memele, so the first shaila of Rava was that b'shas akire, he was those nakire l'shem zriye, and then tofcha, and he made anocha l'shem achile. So the Gemara wants to say, that there's a svare that there was an akira of chiyuv because if he wouldn't have thought of anything, if he wouldn't have thought anything, so memele the akira was a machayev already on the hanocha also. So memele the thinking machnish kalya, and I have a shir for the hanocha. So now the Gemara says, if you'll tell me there you're chayit, I'll this lumdis, even the ilu ishtik, if he would have not thought that he's going to use it for achila. So he would have been mechuyiv amachshav adizriya hashtenami mechayiv, so therefore now he's also chayiv. That's called, there was an akire shel chiyuv. There was an akire shel chiyuv, but what'll be faket? Hoitzi ke groigres lachile. What will be if he took out a groigres lachile? Vitamka, and it shrunk. Venimlach oleho lezriye. And now he decided he's going to use a lezriye. Mal. Hochevadai ki ishtik. Here you can't say if he wouldn't have changed his mind, he'd still be mechuyev. Al tzakire kamaise. If he wouldn't change his mind, he'd be potter. Because he took it out la'achila, and he's making an anoch and less than a greigre. So memele ki ishtik amachshove kamaise loy mechay. So we should say that what? That so since he did not make a hanoche, and the shirakire, he was oiker a groigris, and he was only meniach a half a groigris, so memele he's potter. Because he felt in the hanoche. Oidil me bosar hashtos lino ne mechayev, since le maise. Bishas hanoche, he thought, that it should be l'shem zriyas al t'machshava of hashte. This is a shir of the hanoche, and with this machshava, you had a shir akira also. So basa hashas leinin a mechaye. That means if it's enough to be mechaye for the hanoche, so memele it's enough to be mechaye for the akira also. Even though lemaise the akire b'shas when he made the akire he thought of a achile, but since then there was a shir of achile, and now there is a shir of anoche, so memele could be yachay. Zot Rashi loy mechay do b'shas anoche. Like a shir lemachshove kamaisa. That means I had made an akira of an oichel. I did not make a hanoch of an oichel. So memela I did not make a hanoch on what I had made an akira. Or the bosar hashte, bosar machshove da hashte zlinin leinyan hanoche. That means, was geit miron? I did not make a hanoche on what I thought to make an akira on, but lemaisa I made a hanoche on something that is choshu. Because now he was nimlach lezoira, so I made a hanoche on a shir choshu. Even though, so geit benishton, that the hanoche of this shir is not maspik for what I made the akira. That's the second shaila of the Gemara. The imtim tzoloima basar hashtos linen. If you say you look at the hanoche, listen, you have a hanoche shel chiyuv. So memele, so you could zicha be mitzaref the akire to the hanoche shel chiyuv. Umechayev. So memele is mechayev. What will be the din? Hoitzi ke groigres la'achila. He took out a groigres la'achila, v'tzomko, and then it shrunk. V'chozro v'tofcho. He has a one-track mind. He intends to eat it. So memele, he took out a groigres la'achila. So there was an akire of a machel. V'tzomko, and then it shrunk. So what would be the din if he would have put it down then? He would zicha be potter. In this matzev, the chayfetz that he took out was not roi l'chay v'chatos, because in this matzav, if he doesn't have any other intentions, so this chayfetz is not since it's less than a groigris, so it can't be mechayiv and mechatas on the hitzo. V'chazra v'tofcha. But then it blew up again. Mahu, yeish dichui le'inyin Shabbos, oi ein dichui le'inyin Shabbos. Should I say, when it was tzomko, so then he was nitche from achiyiv chatas, that means at this time, this chayfetz was not roi lechayvoi, so it's called like it's nifsak the friedik akire. That means the akire at vasheru shom cannot be nigmar. So memela it becomes bottle the akire. Now later it's tavcha, so now you have a hanocha, but you don't have an akire. Yeish dichi le'inyin Shabbos, oi ein dichi le'inyin Shabbos. I don't say nitche. That means, what's going to wrong? There was an akira of a groigre. There was a hanocha of the groigre. The in-between gate menishton, teiko. So the Gemara blibes by a teiko. Zogt Rashi, yeish dichui, ma she choscha bintayim. That it became choscher between the yakir and the nochem. Ilu ancho bahi shaita. What would be if we put it down right now? Loi mechai. So it wouldn't be mechai. It doesn't have a shir of chiyu. Loi mechai if chata. It wouldn't be chayav achat. Mi amrinen, teires nitche, teires dichui. The nitche loy mechiyav chato. So me mele, he became, it was a potential mechuyav of achatis, b'shas di akire, but now that it shrunk, nitche loy mechiyav chatos, u botlo lo akire. So the previous akire becomes botlo already, because the previous akire is no more a potential to be mechiyav chatos, because he can't make a hanochet. Because it's wrong. V'chihadal tovcha v'hinich avanocha b'loi akire. So memele, this is a hanocha b'loi akire. Other efshir, nay, you don't say dichui, and the Gemara blibes by a teiku. Let us see Taisvis. Oidilme bosar hashta azlimen. So Taisvis is going on the second shaila. He took out a groigris lachila. And it was tzomka. And he was mechashiv it lezriye. So the Gemara says, do you go bosa miikore? Bosa miikore, there was an akire and a groigres l'shem achile. So you do not have a hanoche on what you made an akira on. The akira was on a shear that needs a groigres and you did not make a hanoche of a groigres. Or do you go bosa l'hanoche? I made a hanoche and less than a groigris, and since I less than a groigris is also chayiv, so memela can be mitzar of the akira. Mash medi bosar hashta azlinin, if you go bosar hashta, lekelami boy midi. That means, if you say this lomdis, that you go bosar hashta, lamais I made a hanocha and less than a groigris. And mitzad a hanocha, I'm a chuyiv, because I'm taking it out lezriye. So memela hanocha less than a groigris is a machayiv. So if I go bosa hashta, so memela I could be mitzarev to friedik akire to this hanocha. Because the iker is the hanocha, the bosa hashta, the iker is the hanocha, and I made a hanocha less than a groigris, and then akira of a groigris can become mitzarev to this hanocha. Lekka lemi boi midi, spices is no shayla. Midi koma, in tim tzoloima bosa hashta zlinin, because later Gemara says, if you say bosa hashte, hoitzi groigris lachila v'tzomka v'chosra v'tovcha mal, v'lami boi layakamais, v'aistois, on the second case, there's no shayla of dichui. V'rektois v'es v'amai akati t'boi lay, I have I dichi eitzol Shabbos oi loi, k'de boi b'somoch. To miyad k'she tzomka nitches, he took it out lachila. He took it out lachila, and then it was tzomka. So the minute it was tzomka, it was nitche from the chiyav chatos. He took it out lachila, and it was tzomka. So it was nitche from the chiyav chatos. So memele. So even though later he thought he's going to use it lezriye, but before that machshove, it was nitche from the chiyav chatos. I mean, the shpetzike machshove. May that now you can become mechuyim on less than a groigris. Aber before he thought of that, so he was nitche from the chiyav chatos. Because he took it out l'achila, we're still up to achila, and you can't make ham noche l'tzoyrech achila. So if I took taisves, so the Gemara is misupik if there's a din dichoy, if there's no din dichoy. So why did the Gemara hold for svore pshut if you go bosser hashtem? But there's a new angle over here that this chayfetz was nitche from chiyav chatas before he changed his mind and before he thought lezriya. That is Taisvis Kasha. Rabbi Kevega wants to answer on Taisvis Kasha. Rabbi Kevega wants to say that when it became tzomka, so since it was biyodai, when it became tzomka, since it was biyodai then to think l'shem zriye, so it's zicher not called nitche. Nitche means that there was a matzev that he couldn't be mechayev in this matzev. That's the bishvul the tziel later. The tziel later is he took it out l'achila. He made a noche l'achila. And in the middle it was tzomka. So there is a svar of nitche, because l'maisa there was a matzev in the middle that it was nitche from the chiyav kol. But here, since we see later, Lamaise, he made a hanocha l'tzoyrech zriya. And it was biyodoi to think already before l'tzoyrech zriya. So that's not called nitche. But akponim, that's not Taisvis teretz. V'yesh loima. So Taisvis says that davka hi de besomach choshev loy dichoi. Davka the Gemara later is called dichoi. Shen nitches, because it became nitche bein mishir rishoin, bein mishir achoin. In the middle it was nitche, that means the shir rishon was a groigres, you need a groigres. The shir achoin was a groigres, you need a groigres. And in the middle, in less than a groigres is also a shir choshu, because b'shas hanoche, you're thinking l'tzayrech zriye. So memele, so, this shir is sufficient. You don't need more than that. You don't, se geit mil nishton, that means efshir kem mamtik zayin. The whole din akire is l'tzoyrech hanoche. You have to make akire in order to end up with a hanoche. So if for a hanoche l'maise achatzi kreugris is sufficient, so memele, so the whole time achatzi kreugris is sufficient. If I end up with a hanoch of a chatzi groigris, which that is sufficient, so you don't need more than that the whole time. So memela, that's what Taisva says. So Taisva says, so was geit mir on that before it was a chatzi groigris. But the lomdis of Basar Hashte is that since b'shas hanoche, you have a hanoche shel chiyuv of a chatzi groigris, so I don't need more than a chatzi groigris. So mele, there never was a dichoy. That's how the Chodesh Aviv says pshat in Taisvis Teretz. Let us go further. A new gemara. Boi minei rove me Rav Nachman. Rove kler da shayle from Rav Nachman. Boi minei rove me Rav Nachman. Zorak kezayis trume lebayis tomei. A person threw in a kezayis of trume into a tomei de kebayis. Mahu, what is the din? So the Gemara says lemai. So we should just go through the Gemara. I will say the Gemara more or less the way Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara, so we should know the ivra of the Gemara. A person threw in a kezayis of trume lebayis tomei. Mao, what is the din? So the Gemara says, Lamai, what is the shaila? What are you clearing? E le'inyin Shabbos, if you're clearing a shaila, le'inyin Shabbos, that's what? That he threw a zayis from a reshus arabim into a bayis. So what's the shaila? Gegroigris bina. You're not chayiv on a zayis. E le'inyin tume, if you're clearing that a shaila, he was metame the tume. So klang was this person oiva mishmeres trumaisai kebeyas oichlem bainen. In order to be mekabel tume, you need a kebeya of oichlem. Less than a kebeya is not mekabel tume. So what is your shaila? He's not chayev als Melech Shabbos. He wasn't Zeirik Agroigres. He's not Chayev als being Metame Trume. He needed to be to be Mekabel Tumi, to an Ekezayis. So the Gemara Loilom Linyin Shabbos. But speaking about Linyin Shabbos. Uchigoyim. The Ike Poches Mikebeya Oichla. We are speaking about that in this house there's less than a beya of oichlan. Vahai mashlimay lebeya. We just said before that in order to be mekabel tume, it has to be a beya to be mekabel tume. So before he threw in this kezayis, this poches mekebeya was not mekabel tume because it didn't have a sheer beya. Vahai mashlimay lebeya. Now he threw in this zayis of trume, and it's touching this. It's touching the poches mekebeya of oichlin. So now you have a kebeya of oichlin. So now it's mekabel tume. It is mekabel tume. My. So what is the din? So what is the shaila? So now that is for sure. This person who threw in this kezayis of trume. And he threw it, and he had very good aim. He went and threw it in, that it hit the poches mekebeya of oichlim. So now you have a kebeya of oichlim, and it is mekabel tume. So he was metame the trume. So that's klori zoiva mishmeres trumoisai. He made now that this trume should be also a coin. He did a gevald legabi trume. Klerte gemore, mi de mitstarev leinyin tume. Mechayiv nami linyin Shabbos, since this is a zrike cheshuve, that legabi yiradei, legabi hilches trume, he was metame the trume, and he's making it also lekoyin, so me the mitzaref linyin tume, mechayiv nami linyin Shabbos. So since this has a chshivis legabi Trume rezachshivis legabi Shabbos. Oy dilme kol leinyin Shabbos ki groigres binam. There's no such migu. We have our shiurim of Shabbos. The shiur of Shabbos is something that's oymed la'achila. The shiur is ki groigres. You need a shiur groigres. So memele, since it is not a groigres, since it is not a groigris, so memela, so he's not chay. I is a lomdis, this kezayis, he was metama de kezayis, and he's chay for being metama de kezayis. Gvaldik, abo legabi Shabbos, you need a groigris. Dachsach mir, the Rishash asks, amoyre di kekash over here, the Rishash asks, that a groigris would also not be sufficient, because the whole lomdus of a groigris is because it's oimed la'achile. The minute if he threw in a groigris of trumen abayis tomei, so b'shas hanoch it's tomei already. So memeilis it's not roi la'achile, so the sheer groigris also shouldn't be sufficient. I think that's the Rishash's kasha. But al kaponim, let us not go off on a tangent. So that's the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is, since this zrike is a zrike chshuve legabi tume, so who adin it's machshivit legabi Shabbos, or the Rav Shenay? Mayin Shabbos eitzel tume. Legabi tume, it's called a zrike chshuve. But brennen gehenem for that zrike. But legabi Shabbos, how does it? Legabi Shabbos, you need a sheer greiges. On our light in Yisua, he says, we learned. Abashol oimel, Shtei halechem, velechem aponim, shiurim ki groigres. The shir hoitzo of shtei halechem and lechem aponim, the shir hoitzo is ki groigres. That means, if a person will take out a groigres from the lechem aponim and shtei halechem is kotshe kotshe, he'll take it out from the Yazoret. I'll take it out from the Azorah into Reshusa. I'll take it out from the Ezras Yisrael and bring it into Reshusa Rabbim. So it's only chayiv if he took out a groigres. Vamai, like the Gemara, why do you need a groigres? Leime. Me the le'inyin yoytze b'kizayis. That means when he's taking it out, he's over on the isr yoytze. He's passeling the shtei alechem and the lechem upon it. So memele, he's making it also b'achila. So that's called dovach aritzo cheshuve. So me the le'inyin yoytze b'kizayis. Linyan Shabbos Nami b'kizayis, so let him be chayiv on a kizayis. And they said, no, the chiyav aitzo of lechem aponim is b'kigroigres. So memela, so you see, you don't say such a lomdis. There is episodes of lomdis that since it's chayiv legabi trume, so it's chayiv. But you see, you don't say that because by aitzo we don't say this, even though he passed it. The psul yoytzei with the haitzo, you still need a groigres. So the Gemara, hachi hashta tzushtel. Ha som mida afke chutz lo chaymes ha'azore. The minute he took it out of the chaymes ha'azore, if salei be yoytzei. So now already he passed it before making a hanoche. A Shabbos loy mechayiv ad the mapik le lushus harab. He's only chayiv on Shabbos, so he takes it out to the rishus harab. So memele, so he passed it before it b'chlali made the hanoches. So he can't say since this is choshev l'gabi one thing, it's choshev l'gabi another thing. He was moitzi it much before he made the hanoches. So there's no reason to mechayev a man the hanoches. Obahocha Shabbos v'tume badi adodi koshim. Here when it's noch, that's when it's mekabel tume, and that's when he should be mechayev on Shabbos. So here it comes b'bas achas. So here there's a svara to say, so migu, this is a choshev ezrike, legabi trume, it's a choshev ezrike, legabi Shabbos. So memela, so you don't have any raya from this din of lechem aponim in shtei alechem. Agav urche, before we get into the sugya, let me just tell you a moiridike ha'ore, that the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Pei Vav asks. We look at this Gemara. The Gemara declares he threw a kizayis, and then there's a shaila in the Bais Tome. So is a kizayis sufficient, or do you need a groigres? Al Kalponim, you'll ask anyone what is bigger, a zayis or a groigres. So you see, klo a groigres is bigger than you see klo. The shail is. Maybe it's a lomdus and a zayis will also be high, but a greigris is bigger. Like the Heilige Morgen Avraham, the Rambam says a greigris is a shlish beye, and a kezayis is a chatzi beye. So memela kezayis is bigger than a greigris. So memela, so what's pshat in our Gemara? This is the Morgen Avraham Zakashi from our Gemara. The Magen Avraham wants to say a shrekleche shvere teretz, that a Gemara does not mean the zayis of chiyuv. The Gemara means a zayis, the zayis of chiyuv is a zayis beinini. And he was speaking about a zayis cotton. So a zayis cotton is smaller than a groigris. That's what the Magen Avraham wants to say in Tov Pei Vav. The Melaroyim asks on him that tzicha natshu, because we will see Toisves, the whole lomdus is, since there's an iser achile, and the trume, when it be a trume tmeye, since it's a kezayis, so b'meilu that's migu, he made an iser achil on the trume, so it's choshev legabi Shabbos also. We're speaking about a zayis of chiyu. We're not speaking about a zayis of stamazay, a small zayis. So it's a peladik and morgan avro. So it's shreklech. So the goyin says, going to emphasize the Rambam as follows. Let me just tell you first of all what the Goyin says. The Goyin says, according to the Rambam that says a groigris is a shlish beye, so that's speaking about a shlish beye im kliposo. So a shlish beye im kliposo, that is a groigris. That what the Rambam says, there's a gemore, that a zayis is a half a beye, that's a half a beye without the klipe. A half a beya without a klipa is two-thirds of a beya shleima. So really, a zayis, which is a half a beya, the Rambam says it's like a half of a bayah. So it's mamish, so it's also a third of a bayah. So the agroigres nachamo. Agroigres is one third of a bayah im kliposa. That's one third of a bayah im kliposa. Azayis is one half of a bayah without the klipa. A bayah without the klipa is two thirds of a bayah with the klipa. So one half of a bayah without the klipa is vayta a third. So both are kamar equal. Now the Rambam says it's like a half a bayah. Like a half a bayah. So it's a little less than a half a bayah. So kizayis is a little less than a greikas. That is pshat in the Rambam. And that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is speaking about a zayis, which is a little less than a greikas. Inshallah al Yisrael, the Rambam stint in Inshallah al Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Tume. What is your shayli? Eklal the shayli took a zayis of trume and he threw it into a bayis tume. Eilin yin tume, the mi boiloch, yuklaing a shayla. Im nitmo le tame tume soichlim, eilav, that's your shayla. Does it become tume? Kebeya bina. We need a kebeya. What's a shayla? Doing a kezayis not mekabel tume. So the Gemara says no. We're speaking about that there was pachas mekebeya oichlim. Bahai mashlimoi shenocha etzloi. It rested next to it. Vehishlimoi. Vayidei hanoche zu nitmu. And because of this hanoche, they became tome. So memele, it became tome. Mai. Mi dechoshiv hach zrike le'inyin tome. Since this zrike is choshev linyin tume, this is a zrike choshuve. He evet brennen fad a zrike. Because he was matamba the trume. Choshev nami linyin shabbos, so it's called a choshev zrike linyin shabbos also. Ki ilu hu ki groigres, o mechayev, oi loy. O memelo, or he's not chay. Yeah. There's a moiridike ha'ore here, before we go further, that afilu you say it is choshuv, but l'chayre d'chshivis is by the hanoche. That means when it rests in the bayis tomei, so he was metame the trume. So since it's a choshuv ha'anoche l'gabi iser, it's a choshuv ha'anoche l'gabi shabbos. Okay, we'll buy this for it. But the Rishonim bring down, but you need Akira also. The Akira was Zichran HaKezayis. Was helped mir that the Hanoche was. It was a Hanoche Cheshuve. It's Hanoche that's Choshivi was Metame the Trume. So it's called Hanoche Legabi Shabbos also, but there wasn't an Akira Cheshuve. That Kasha the Rishonim asked. But so the Ramban says, and maybe this is the Lashon of Rashi also, the whole Anoche came out with Azrike. That means he's chaya for being metame truma, for throwing the truma. I mean, that was his pula. That's called Azrike Cheshuve. The chiyuv of truma is, if he wouldn't have thrown it, he wouldn't be chaya. So this whole maise is, he has a chshivis legabi iser truma. He's metame tume, so the zrike is also choshev. He's chayev for the zrike for taking it and throwing it into the bayis tume. So meila, so it's machshev the akira also. Sheyuran ke groigres imaytzian l'rshus harabim b'shabes. That lechem aponim or the shtei lechem, if for itzoy yechayev only, if you mitzi l'rshus harabim b'shabes. Amai lema bekezayis mechayev. Dachshiva haitzo leinyan nevsulei biyotze. It's called achoshev haitzo that he passed it biyotze. Dei ochlei, if he will eat it now, hu oiver belat. He's oiver belat. The chol shebekoydish posel bo akosav liten leisas al achilosa. Vachila bekezayis. So this is called haitzo achshuve. He passed the kochim. So the Gemara says it's no tzushtel. Over there, he's chayiv, he passled the kodesh, chutz l'chaymes azorim. Lehekif hacheil, Shalifnei. Let me tell you the Hagah of the Chassam Sofer. This Chashi doesn't make sense the way it's written. The Chassam Sofer says, Chutz L'chaymes Hazor, he took it out L'chaymes Hazor. So the Chassam Sofer, so Rashi says like this, Lehekif HaChel Shalifnei Ezras Yisrael, Oy LeEzras Noshim Shehi B'chol. So he makes two grays in the Chassam Sofer. Ezras Yisrael and B'chol. And now let me explain to you what the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says as follows. The Mokim Achila of Shtei Alechem Alechem upon him is in Ezras Yisrael. So, and to take it out of Ezras Yisrael, you can take it out two ways. You can go towards Mizrach, which is Ezras Noshim. So if you go towards Mizrach, so you're taking it out into the Ezras Noshim. So you passed it already. The minute it entered the Ezras Noshim, you passed it. That's the second half of Rashi. That Rashi says, Oyla Ezras Noshim Shehi Bechoil. It's a Mokim Choil, it's not a Mokim Kodesh. You can't eat Kodesh, Kodesh. That's if you go back to Mizrach. If you go in any other direction, you'll go out of the Ezras Yisrael. You'll go to your right, you'll go Tzofen or Dorim, you'll end up in the Chel. Because the Chel surrounded the whole Azorah. The Chel is from the outside, that's an area outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. There was a Mokim that was Chel. So Lemaise, if you'll go east or west, north or south, you go Tzofen or Dorim, you'll end up with the Chel. I mean, you have here the Ezras Yisrael, and when you go out of the Azorah, Tzofen Dorim, you'll end up with the Chel. So that's what Rashi says. It becomes possible one of two oifanim. One oifan is that chutz lochemes azore lahekech achel shalifnei Ezras Yisrael. That means if you go tzofen dorim, you'll end up by the chel. Or if you go mizrech, oil Ezras noshim shehi b'chel. So al koponim, so there it becomes possible right away. Over here, Bahadi Hadadi Osian. The Ad, the Asnach, when it's Taref in the Imashah, Kozman, it didn't rest, like Kibul Til Nosim in Ha'avir, till I have a Beishir. It wasn't Mekabel Tumme. So when is it Mekabel Tumme? With the Hanoche. So Memela, that's the Shail of the Gemore. Since it has Achshivis, Lagabi Hanoche, since the Hanoche has Achshivis, Lagabi Tumas Trume, who had in the Hanoche has Achshivis, Lagabi Shabbos. Other Efshel Ne. Yeah. Let us just learn, the last Taisvis on Daf Tzadik Aleph Omad Aleph. Their Taisvis explains the Shail of the Gemara. Kigoin de Ike Poches Mekebeya Oichla. It's speaking about the Zapoches Mekebeya Oichla. Oimari. The lahochi noket zorak, ichapton bedavke zorak, tahashte bahadi adodi koosion. Now here the chiev to be metametrume and the chiev anoche comes bebasach. To imachayev lenin shabbos adinoch, it has to rest on something, by zrike. Kedom of a perka moitzi. Toich gimel, even though it's toich gimel, rabon and boy noche al gabi mashu, you need anoche gabi mashu, by zrike. Avul machnes, but if he would carry it in, mechiyosi teich gimel, ike isel Shabbos, vise tumeleka adem et starech. Lo yosun bahadi adodi, it doesn't come bahadi adodi. Vidavke nokat kizayis tumel. Now, idavke speaks of kizayis tumel, why? The ike isel lo ochloi betumel. There's an isar achile. So that's choshuv, that's called, I created an isar achile. Avol poches mikizayis, loy. But poches mikizayis, there's no Yisr Achille. V'chein kizayis chulen, what would be if you throw in a kizayis chulen? Kiven dein Yisr l'cho ochloi betumme, lai shayach loyme. Migi de mitzar v'linyin tumme mitzar v'linyin Shabbos. That would have become stomme is gonish. Now here it's considered, I did a davar choshev. I made the trume tumme, and I shafta Yisr Achille on this trume. So since it's choshu legabi this nekudah, so it's choshu legabi Shabbos also. Vim toima, trak tach toisves, maishna kezayis trume mechatsi zayis. Trak tach toisves, what shall you made an Yisr Achille? Da betrume tmei leke ele asei. To eat truma tomatoes, there's no love to eat truma tomatoes, only in a say, kedemuchach ba'olu. Dehoichla betumas atzma, a person who eats tomatoes, get truma, ain't a like it. So b'meile, so there's no love, by a kezai. V'chatzi zayis nami hakaim alon, kerab yoichanin, v'chatzi shirosa min atoire. So b'meile, v'chatzach toises, what's the chilek of a zayis or a chatzi zayis? Agabucha, from this thesis, you see, Claude, not like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that a Zayis was, that's Malay Reims Kasha from this thesis. He said, as I was speaking about a small Zayis, not a Zayis Shalchiv, our thesis says, Claude, I was speaking about a Zayis Shalchiv, and thesis asked, what is the difference between a Zayis and a Chatzi Zayis? Malkus, Zayis is not, and Lagabi Yisr, Chotshashir is also in a Torah. The Yeshloima, the Mikomokim, Kazayis, Chomel Tvei. A Kazayis is still more Chomel than a Chatzi Zayis. Shrei Zayis who shir lukes olav b'chol mokeh. So memele, so it's a shir choshu. So even though God is only in Isseres, but that's a shir choshu. Chatzi shir is also min ha-teire, but it doesn't have the same shir. Davke lebayis tomei. Davke bithurin tabayis tomei. So that's called a choshu, that is a shivis in the zrike, because he was metame de trume. And he made it also b'achila. Aval abayis toyer loy. Aval gav the choshev lilkeis olav zoha och loy. Ay, a zayis of trume has mitadat my achshivis that a zoha will get malkis. Vishim hochi loy choshev bepochis migroigris. That, it won't be choshev pochis migroigris. Kiven the iser zorus loy bo yidei heitzo zu. The whole shayla of the gemoris is if this zrike accomplished something, it shaft an iser, Lagabi hilches trume chaptaniso, so it's a zrike cheshuve, lagabi trume, so zrike cheshuve, lagabi shabbat. But some of the person would throw in a zayis of trume into a bayis toyer, so itak it's also lezorim, but there's no chshivis at all with this zrike, so the mele, the gemara would not have a shayla whatsoever.